When I was little, I used to hit that person at Kamakapohoyuk. Anything that was said, it's already said that what was in my mind. I was also raised with my uncle that's blind and deaf and broken back and bended. My younger brother was, and I didn't have hard time too much because he was the son of the chief ruler. This tanning skins is one thing that my grandma used to show me on yearling, caribou yearling. I used to watch her tan skin like that all night long. She tan it. Sometimes she's the bonnet and tan it. I sure miss her tanning. She provided me with tan skins. I really miss her when she went. Everything is already said, except my grandma that was blind used to preserve food in a seal pork with trout. The bears, there used to be lots of blueberries long ago. Put oil in the blueberries in a poke. And when they make berries for dessert, they used to smash it up first and stir it with seal oil and mash it up. It's real tasty that way. But now, nobody makes seal pokes anymore. When I get married, that's how I live. Make pokes. We never use barrel containers. We dry up the hair seal and make pokes. I don't like to stay still, and I always try to preserve food even now. I still make dry fish, dry trout, dry white fish, dry meat, and put all in seal oil. Even together, as long as there's seal oil in there, as long as they're dry, they never go to waste. You can put blubber around them. Most of the things been said here, and I won't say too much. Grandma used to make all kinds of food. I used to like the way my grandma preserved her food. Really good. Even caribou. All put in oil. Korok. Sourdough. All put in seal pokes. They never change like their fish. This is all I'll say. Daisy Omitak from Pine Hope. I have a name, I'm a man. This woman here named me after a man. I wasn't born a woman, I wasn't born a man either, but I have a man's name. All the things how to preserve food has already been said. In Point Hope they have a warehouse inside the ground. One time there was a cereal that you have to use ladder to climb. It was so deep. Long ago, before the whaling season, they always clean the warehouses real clean. You have to use ladder to go down. It's so deep in Point Hope. And while ago, it's already told when they're going to store their food, they put the meat under and put the muktuk over them and step on them. Make them really tight. That way they stay more fresh. And they open it. They always start with from the end. The end that starts to eat. And from the end of it, they just go eat whatever. They don't just help themselves from any place. They just start from the corner till everything's gone. Till everything's gone. The muktuks are on top. Even the seat flippers, he always put them on top of the book. And once in a while, when they run out of food and they want to pray for something, they eat them winter time. When they had a lot of dogs, they always take the feet off, put them in a pool. My brother used to take them out. They save old feet and put them in an old pool. And then in winter time, when his dogs got not much to eat, he cooked for his dogs out of that. Everything was saved. Even intestine, they put away and dry them and store them in pork, old pork, even for the dogs, in time for a dog, for human people. Japatam. In Japatam, in Point Hope, it's the north end of north part of they used to cut rope in half for pokes and then put handle, then put them their food away in that big ugruk, half of a ugruk. I used to see them, they look so big. They put them away in the Sri Lanka in Japatam. These were our duck boxes. They were dangerous when they had whale. These were used as buoy when they had whale. And when they dug with them, they used them for seal pools. Cut that big ugluk in half. Whale buoy. Now when they talk about crow bells, I watch them eat raw crow bells. I said, I don't want to watch them. I don't want to watch them. I don't like it. How many years I never eat them? Then one time I try. I didn't know they were good when they were aged. But now I have people who won't even eat. Even now, the young people think they will die if they eat raw seal meat. I used to stay with grandma, and there was a lot of people in that area. As far as I know, they never returned. They never threw away anything. They saved everything. Even there's lots of people they try to get along. Anything that they can eat, and they save it. They watch for the sun so the food won't get poisoned. The old people used to say that time long ago, someday we'll all be hungry. So they save everything. Put it away. But now in Point Hope, our ground warehouses are all gone because of the erosion and big storms on the beach. It's real good to have black whale what's put away in ground freezer, ground warehouse. But now we have deep freezers. It's different. But when you eat Sirloq duck food, it's the best. It tastes different in reddish color. That's the best part when you eat Sirloq food. You dig the gravel and put grass around and put bigger rocks called Uyarak Dak. Even up on the cliff they can do that, and that kubra kind of gets aged and it's good to eat it raw.
Like caribou.
Avatakpak is like cook.
Is there any term that you heard that you're...
Any Avatakpak call is called their seal poke. We call it seal poke around here. Kind of Ugruk.
15 to 12
seal skin poke. But sometimes they use Ugruk, just cut it in half and then put handles. It's running. Lean flowers is next. She said she is gonna speak about what they said today. Everybody else told what can be done to preserve the food. She is going to tell how they preserve to be put away for the winter. A pole can preserve food for the whole winter. Put some. They dig them in the ground. It's a good place to put food away so they won't spoil. When people don't put it away right, then they will spoil. And they even get sticky. When you put food away right, they always be good. It even smells good. And it don't even have rotten odor. And you put them on, put them away right. I do not have too much to say because they already tell the way they put it away already. Flower dogs, they put away for the winter all of it. Even some kind of greens from the seashore, they could put that away too. They put them in pokes to put away. Everything that grows before it gets stalked, you can pick it and put it away. When you just have little sealer, it can never rot, or it will be edible winter time. And there's cutlets. You can put them away in water and then ferment it. And they sure are good when they ferment and get sweet. She said, Lila, I don't know what it is in English. You can pick that. That is, you eat it with the other food, as greens maybe. When it gets too fermented, it cannot be eaten. You have to put them away just right. The best place to put food away is seal pork or ugruk pork, maybe the young ugruk. It can, you can keep it for year after year, long as it is in the book. But it never. Even if you put berries and things in the ground, they will. But the sun will spoil food. You cannot. When the sun shines on some food, you have to watch it so the sun will not eat or whatever. And you keep the flies away from it so the maggots will not grow. They knew how to put the food away. But we caught it, part of it, not all of it. But today we can put berries in the freezer. But if you keep berries in the freezer, it will have the same, I mean, different taste. It will not be better than having been left in the poke, seal poke. It's the best place to preserve food. If Rachel Craig is talking now. She always take the air out of the poke, and she wanted to know what happens when there's air in it. When you keep poke of seal oil in the But the berries always have, when they have air, they always blow high up or whatever. So you have to take the air out of the berries so they can be kept good. When you are leaving the poke, you put a little air. You can put herb like baby reed to get the air out so it won't bust when there's air in the pokes have to be nice and dry so they won't blow up. And she wanted to know why sleepers have to be kept away from the sun. There is some people that die from... Fermented flippers. You have to know how to weigh, how to put them so they can ferment. You cannot put them away in a bath tub. You cannot let the sun go through when you want to make good stink flippers. They do not have bubbles on top, but still have a poison. She saved her some stink flippers that the flippers can. You cannot let the sun shine on you. Even you cannot let the sun fish heads in the summertime. But you cannot let the sun rays get into the heads you put away for whatever. Those are the people I know that died from the flippers, she said. They are saying, I don't know their names, but there are quite a few people that died from the flippers. She was thinking of where they were eating the flippers from. Where did they have some from? She wanted to know where. There was lots of some of the flippers had some. She didn't know how they were. There was lots of oil in it, and they were not floating from the oil. It had no cover, probably. Maybe they had sour ducks to help the flippers not kill them. So the flippers and the sour ducks and the berries cannot mix together in the stomach. But she said they wanted and then Elta Wilson is next. She said she's from Kivalina. She came over to